Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to give tips on what to avoid, what to put into your body, what to put onto your body. And one of those things we want to avoid are toxins. It can be tough, but you can do it. And we've got Jill Dixon here to help us. She is a toxic-free advisor. Hello, Jill. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hello, Lucy and Andrea. Thank you for
having
me.
It's great to have you on. It's so nice to have you on, Jill. Why don't you tell us about what was going on in your life that really awakened you to the importance of avoiding toxins?
Actually, it started probably about 6 years ago. I'm older in life, if I state my age, 43, and I was going to have a baby late in life. So, I had waited a very long time, and all of a sudden I realized anything that goes in my body or on my body has a direct result on the health of my baby. And that was kind of my wake-up call. And so it started with the introduction and the education on food and what has happened in our food system today. And about a couple months after my daughter was born is when I read my first report on toxic chemicals in baby products. And so I was just shocked. I was just floored that things were allowed to have such a risk. And placing on, I'm bathing her in it, I'm soaking her, in this lovely smelling lotion, and when actually it has quite a risk associated to it. So that was my wake-up call, and I started to educate myself, and I began to kind of dive into our system of commerce today and what's going on, and that led me to the Healthy Hemp Company.
You know, it's so interesting listening to you speak, Jill, because I feel the exact same way. And, it's so frustrating that our government is allowing these chemicals in, and many of them haven't even been tested properly for, what are some side effects or some common issues that they're causing. So for me, my question, my question for you would be, what are some of, let's say, name the top three that you were like, whoa, I'm getting this out of my life now. What would that be for you?
As in products or chemicals or, well...
Yeah, actually, products, well, I guess chemicals in products.
Yeah. Actually, formaldehyde, for one, dioxin, you almost think you have to be a chemist, to understand these things, because some of these ingredients in products, when they reach other products, they have a reaction. And, they don't put on the back of the labels formaldehyde releasing chemical. How are we supposed to know this as, working moms, busy moms with new children and a family to raise? And you almost have to be a chemist. It's just, it's silly. The FDA has barely any regulation on products that are on the market today. And, for example, the difference, even chemicals that are, or products that are non-toxic, these products are, the actual definition is less than 49% of the subjects died during testing. And it's allowed on the market. If 50% or more of subjects have died, then it's not allowed on the market. That's a 1% difference. So we don't know these things. It's what I call fuzzy marketing. Things such as bleaches was very, very important to me to replace. These are things we're washing our tubs, with right before we put our babies in there. They're inhaling them. They're absorbing them through the skin. They're, possibly putting their toys in their mouth through, ingestion. I just realized that it's just not the worth, worth the risk anymore to have my daughter exposed to this. If you look at the rates of deaths back from 1850, you had things such as tuberculosis and dysentery and cholera and malaria. And nowadays, as of 2010, you have heart disease, cancer, lung disease. And this is, these are environmental factors coming into play in our daily life that we're exposed to in the home.
It's interesting, Joe, when you had said that about the 49%, so what you're saying is it's toxic if it's 50% over, but at 49% it's considered non-toxic, and you're saying it's only 1% less.
That's
is really
1%
scary.
1% difference, yeah. I mean, think about the products on the shelves that say natural. There's no real definition, for natural. We can just put the stuff on bottles and have it up there? How are we supposed to know? And that's, you know, from the implications of our health and on to, you know, the education and using the resources that are available to us.
You know, it's so true that you say that. And I think that's why it's people like yourself who are out there educating people on how to read labels. And we know even when we have David Lisa on the show, I mean, there are so many different names for some of these ingredients when it comes to skincare products or cleaning products that mm-hmm. we don't know as the consumer. Like you said, Jill, like, oh, formaldehyde releasing ingredient, right? Like, you know, we have to become these savvy consumers in terms of learning how to read these labels. So thank you, you know, for,
exactly.
for educating people and for letting them know that. I mean, so just quickly too, I mean, what is, like, I know I asked you before what some of those products are. So, for example, like, if for people who are listening and saying, wait, where do I start? Because it's, again, overwhelming, lots of information, you know, my food, my beauty care products, this, that, you know, what are some, you know, let's say the top two products that people should start with, you know, in their home, let's say not food related, but in their home that you would recommend?
I would say definitely, especially if you have children, I feel that the most important thing, you know, in our life is our children, is the next generations and the future generation,
mm-hmm.
and having them be toxic free. So I would say the products, definitely the baby products, the personal care products that were, you know, the washes, the soaps, the hand soaps at the sink, those type of products I think are very important to remove. If you can't read the ingredient on the back of the bottle, you know, maybe we shouldn't be having it on our skin. You know, maybe we shouldn't be exposing ourselves. You know, we can absorb, our skin can absorb 60% of what it comes in contact with in 26 seconds. Within 26 seconds, it can reach every organ of the body, and that includes cleaning products. So there, I would say another one of the most important things to replace are the cleaning products, because, you know, we are, just because we've washed it off the counter, or we've washed it off our bathtub, it doesn't mean it's still there. It has not, you know, completely been removed, and we're inhaling that too. Things in our dishwasher, it, you know, it comes off on our silverware. Those are things we're putting directly into our mouths. So those are probably the two that I think are the most important, that children's are directly exposed to, and then what we as a family have in our homes that we're exposed to, such as cleaning products.
I think that's very sound advice. And for those who are listening, you know, again, our health is the only thing we, you know, we have to take care of. Well, one of the main things we need to take care of, and making wiser choices, especially when it comes to products that we're using every day and also food that we're eating, which is why at Naturally Savvy, we talk a lot about food. What we're putting into and onto our body is so important. So, I mean, I agree with you, Jill, 100%. So where can people find out more about, you know, who you are and what you do?
Well, at my website. Mm-hmm. www.toxicfreewellness.com is my personal website. Also, we do have www.yourtoxictestscore.com, where you can actually go on and you can go down a list and take the toxic test score in your home and find out, you know, put on your counter, put your bottles, turn your personal care products around to, you know, to look at the labels and start going over the ingredients. You know, it all starts with education, you know, which is why, you know, it's so great what you do at Naturally Savvy, and you know, you're pioneers in educating people on toxic free living, both, you know, through food and through our health, through personal care products.
Thank you, Jill. Can you just repeat that last the last website again, just really quickly? Toxicfreewellness.com, and what was the other one?
www.yourtoxictestscore.com, and people can
Fantastic.
Actually go on and take the toxic test in their home.
yourtoxictestscore.com. I love it. And you can also follow Jill on Twitter at JillDixon22. Jill, thanks for being on our show today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at YourRadioMD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.